Chapter 2. Tom Meets the Prince. The morning after his dream, Tom felt sad and hungry. He left his home and he walked and walked. Tom thought about princes and palaces. After a long time, he arrived at the Royal Palace in Westminster. It was very far from Offal Court. Tom was amazed. He thought the palace was beautiful. It was a large building, with lots of tall towers and big windows. Outside the palace gates, people from all over the country waited. Everybody wanted to see the royal family. Tom saw fine carriages with white horses go into the palace. Rich, important people were sitting in the carriages. They did not look at the poor, dirty people outside. Two strong guards stood at the gates to stop ordinary people from entering. Tom waited in his rags and looked through the gates. He was hoping to see the prince. He saw some servants walk into the palace. Then a young boy came out of the palace. He wore expensive clothes and a hat with purple feathers. He was carrying a sword. The servants all bowed. Tom knew the boy was the prince and was very happy. He heard the people shout, "Long live the prince!" Tom was lucky. This was a real prince, Prince Edward. Tom wanted to see the prince better. He ran to the palace gates, but a guard pulled him away.
"Go away, beggar boy!" shouted the guard.
Prince Edward heard the guard and felt sad for Tom.
"Don't do that!"
shouted the angry prince to the guard.
"He's only a boy. Let him in."
The gates opened and the pauper Tom Canty walked slowly into the royal palace.
"You look tired and hungry," said the prince. "You must eat."
The prince's servants were surprised and worried. Poor people did not eat in the palace.
"Bring this boy food and then leave us alone,"
the prince said to his servants. Soon, Tom was sitting in a beautiful dining room, eating beef and chicken with potatoes. At home, Tom was always hungry. He never dreamt he would eat nice food like this.